This is a recording of James Hansen, the chief scientist at the Goddard Space Center for NASA, speaking on C-SPAN on November the 28th, 2007. This is the famous part where he mentions we're moving towards a different climate and, in fact, a different planet if we continue to burn fossil fuels as we are now doing.
Why should I be speaking out? Well, I think there's a huge gap between what is understood about global warming by the relevant scientific community and what is known about global warming by those who need to know, and that's the public and policymakers. And the purpose of discussing this is to try to narrow that gap. And I think there's an urgency in the problem, partly because of the large inertia in the systems. We've had in the last 30 years 1 degree Fahrenheit of global warming, but there's another 1 degree Fahrenheit that's in the pipeline due to gases that are already in the atmosphere, just because it takes the climate system time to respond to the changes in the atmosphere. And there's another 1 degree Fahrenheit that's in the pipeline because of energy infrastructure which is in place, for example, power plants and vehicles, which we're not going to take off the road. Even if we decide that we have to address this problem, it's going to take time. You're going to have to gradually make changes. So even though the climate change so far is just beginning to be noticeable, there's a lot more that's in the pipeline. And if we don't get on a different course, you know, the energy departments say that we're going to continue to put more and more CO2 in the atmosphere each year, not just additional CO2, but more than we put in the year before. If we do follow that path, even for another 10 years, then it guarantees that we will have dramatic climate changes that produce what I would call a different planet, because it would be one which has no ice in the Arctic and eventually would have, if we go to a global warming of 2 or 3 degrees Celsius, we will eventually get very large sea level rises and other effects that I'll talk about briefly. But it's an urgent problem to begin to address. Particularly the extermination of species is one criterion that's important, and ice sheet disintegration is another, because those are both irreversible effects on any time scale of interest to humans. And there are also large regional climate changes. In effect, we will be pushing off the planet species that exist at high latitudes, because there's no place colder for them to go to. And I mentioned that ice sheets are not as immutable as we once thought. We now have this spectacular gravity satellite which measures the mass of the Greenland ice sheet and shows that it has been decreasing in mass by about 150 cubic kilometers per year over the last few years. And of even greater concern, Antarctic ice sheet has also been decreasing at about the same rate. The sea level is now rising partly because of this at a rate of about 3.5 centimeters per decade, which is about 35 centimeters per century. But the concern is that it's a very nonlinear process which could accelerate, and the West Antarctic ice sheet in particular is very vulnerable. And if it collapsed, that could yield a sea level rise of 5 or 6 meters. Possibly on a time scale as short as a century or two. So if we project into the future, if we continue on business as usual, we will get a global warming of at least 2 or 3 degrees Celsius. It's possible to imagine what I call an alternative scenario, which would keep global warming from exceeding approximately 1 degree Celsius, but that will require that we get on a different track within a decade, and that means we need to begin to make the changes now. That means within the next few years. And this is a very important constraint, which is not well understood by policymakers and the public. I think, and that is that the CO2 that we put in the atmosphere by burning fossil fuels, a substantial fraction of that will stay in the atmosphere forever. At least approximately one quarter of it will stay in the atmosphere for more than 500 years, and for practical purposes, that's forever. And that means that oil and gas, the red part of these bar graphs are the portions that have been burned already and put into the atmosphere. Just using the remaining amount of oil and gas, of readily available oil and gas, assuming that the Energy Information Agency's estimates are accurate, means that oil and gas alone will take us to approximately 450 parts per million. And that, I would now argue, is the maximum that we can allow without producing a different planet. That corresponds, 450 ppm corresponds to what I call the alternative scenario that keeps global warming, additional global warming over and above that today, less than 1 degree Celsius or 2 degrees Fahrenheit. And that would just barely keep the temperature within the range of the past million years. To go to 2 or 3 degrees Celsius, that is the middle Pliocene when it was a different planet. Well, that means that we cannot burn the coal or the unconventional fossil fuels unless we capture the CO2 and sequester it.
That was the top scientist James Hansen speaking on February 28, 2007, recorded by C-SPAN. He's talking about moving towards a different planet.